This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, me! Yeah!
Oh! Rise and shine.
You know what time it is, man.
Holy fuck.
This is episode 63 of the Random Order Podcast. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. They also call me Quentin Quarantino. We could talk about that another day, man. We got Big Baby Chain the building.
You know what I'm saying? Biggest baby in the game. Ain't no baby wearing my chain.
You know what I'm saying? My man Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
You know what I'm saying? Young Sheldon's Big Chocolate in the building.
Yeah.
Speaking of chocolate, you gonna pick that rap up?
I will.
Okay.
Yup. We're back in Artscape Daniels Launchpad, you know what I'm saying? Pre the background. I got a little canker sore. It's hard to talk, but it's been a great episode.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
We talked about the NBA coming back. We talked about open hand handshakes not coming back. people not getting the message. My man Sheldon got an unfortunate pop-up.
Yeah.
Of course, the Will and Jada table talk, because everyone's fucking talking about it. boxers getting stretchy and people asking for third-party favors. We need to stop doing that, guys.
Yes, please. All right.
We also try to unpack the mystery of where our socks go after we wash them and dry them in the dryer.
As well as our forks. For our YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit the subscribe button to become a true noted gang. Eagle, you gotta go hit that bell thing. Get every notification, you understand me?
Yes, sir.
And press the like button because I think that works.
Yep.
Enjoy the episode. Oh my God!
Definitely turn your mic down a bit.
Oh! Oh no! Oh, you see the Eagles! You see the Eagles! Man, the Eagles just happened to be back home, boy.
I'm being these bit, man.
They just happened to be back home, boy.
Rise and shine.
You know what time it is, too, man.
I could cry.
Wow.
For all our video watchers,
woo,
you know where we at.
You see us in the skies.
Yeah. Back at goddamn
Eagle's Nest.
That's what Eagle's Nest, you know what I'm saying? Back over here, Artscape Dan's launch pad.
Yeah.
And you know what time it is, man. I'm in canker sore mode.
Are you?
It's not gonna stop nothing.
Wait, what's that?
Except my ass is.
What's it? See, that's my point. I don't know why people don't understand what a canker sore is.
You don't know what a canker sore is?
No, what is that?
You see?
You get a fucking, it's like a bump on your fucking neck, somewhere in your mouth, and it's fucking just hurts.
Like,
it's like a little white fucking dot.
It's like a cut. It's like a cut. But I had one the other day because I was chewing my food and I bit the side of my cheek.
Right.
That'll do you bad.
Yeah, yeah,
a lot of lime, a lot of citrus, which
just,
is something that I'm into.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Very acidic.
I feel you. I feel damn.
But that shit
margaritas
burns.
That fucked me up.
Oh, yeah. Margaritas.
Whole lot of lime.
To you, man. Yeah, whole lot of lime, man.
And it's always in the most inconvenient spot, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's yours located at?
The side of your tongue. So when I say S's, I'll be biting the shit sometimes.
You say S's, damn. Mine was at the side of my cheeks, bro.
One more time, Craig?
My S's.
Essex.
S's. Episode 63.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Talk to me.
When you know someone for a good enough amount of time where you should know that they have a list, but then one day you just realize, oh, fuck, you're safe. You're safe the whole time.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Say Mississippi real quick. There's been people in my life where I'm like, I know them for a bit, and then actually pay attention to what they're saying and like seeing their fucking tongue stick out when they say S's. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to just tuck the tongue under the teeth. No, you put it through the lips. Shout out all my people with lips.
Yo.
Shaking your heads.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is bullshit. Yo, man, 62 was crazy though, man.
Oh, man.
Seeing all the Eagles in the comments, man, getting all that out. It was just a crazy time, man.
Yeah, if you haven't seen 62.
Definitely go back and watch that, yeah. You know. But
spilled out a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Yo, for real.
As a child worker.
Yeah. That's what I felt. Even listening back to it, I was like,
bro, this is all because, yeah, it's funny now, but at the time, nigga, it's it was just
funny,
miserable.
Bro. Yeah.
Miserable.
I believe I even said it in the episode. I was like, yeah, like I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to like create content here, but this is striking the nerve for me. Like, this is really like, you know, you're hitting mm-hmm. the spot right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm saying. Like that, you know?
And there's so much more
to unpack.
I told my brother, I told Ryan that we did an episode about working for my dad, and he's like, yo. I know you guys, before I even watched the shit, I bet you guys talked about how when your dad walks around on the floor and you see him coming, you just pretend you're doing some shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, we left that out.
We did.
Mm-hmm. You see my dad turn the corner and you fucking pick up a pencil and start measuring shit.
Yeah.
Those pencils 3 minutes. Okay, cool. Just put these. Okay, cool. Carry the bin. Okay.
Yeah.
Dad, what? Oh, shit. I didn't even see you. No.
Well, Dad, what are you doing here?
It's crazy. I was wearing my BNRT last night, too.
I understand. You had a fucking pop-up.
Yeah, basically had
just yesterday.
Fuck, man.
Yo, I have to move a fucking couch?
Daddy hasn't been here for 10 minutes. Come back.
Bro, the BNRT is on me right now. This is so ironic because.
And I feel like it's because I put the tea on low key, man. If I didn't put the tea on, it might have been a different night for me, man.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? While I was midstream, you know.
Midstream pop-up.
Mid-Twitch stream, pop-up, man. Mid-Twitch stream. My cousin's like, yo, can I borrow you for a quick second? I'm like, all right.
Nah, like, see, that's what he's fucked up.
This is my thing. This is my thing, though. I don't pause games. Like, if I'm gaming, especially I'm online, yeah, you're waiting. Yeah. So first I'm like, yeah, 1 second. I had to finish my Warzone game.
So then 45 minutes later, you hit him back?
Yeah, so, you know, I say about 25 minutes later.
Okay.
Right outside my room, like, as I leave my room, there's a couch in front of me. These guys are standing over the couch, you know, hands on their waist, trying to figure out how to bring it downstairs.
That's when you know. If you got to stand with your hands on your waist, it shouldn't go upstairs. It shouldn't go where you're trying to bring it.
Oh, my God. That's the beginning of the story, bro. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, all right, I'm going to try to do this quick because, you know, I'm on stream. Like, I got to get back to the stream.
So people are just watching a blank chair right now.
Yeah, people just, well, I had died and I think Julian was still alive. So I spectated Julian. So they were watching Julian for a minute until he died.
Yep.
But, so I'm like, okay, like I'm trying to rush it along. Like we go down the stairs. They're like, oh, it's going in the basement. So we get to the basement.
Bro, why are you putting the couch in the basement?
Bro.
Why you gotta go downstairs?
We get to the basement, my nigga. Couch can't go to the basement. It can't go through the door. So the hands are on the waist.
First time
again.
He hasn't tried hard.
Yeah, he hasn't tried. Yeah, trust me, it fits.
Trust me, it fits.
And I didn't really want to try because I hope I can skedaddle out of there. Mm. So hands on the waist. Me just like, man, okay, like, let's put it in this room. So the next room has two chairs in it, two couches, smaller couches, but two couches. So I'm like, so we got to put it on top of the couches?
We got to take those out.
So I'm like, bro. So I moved the one couch. I already knew what time it was.
Yeah.
It was a redecorating night.
So you put a couch inside where a couch was,
so
and then
first
took
of,
that couch and then... You bro, did a couch swap.
My whole house is being like renovated right now. Like for those of you who don't know, like my kitchen was gutted and it's like being like putting in new floors, paint and all that shit.
Yeah.
So my aunt decides to buy a new couch.
Gotcha.
And she put it in her room originally. But she's like, my cousin's like, it doesn't fit the room. It's too big for the room. So let's put it downstairs.
Right. Even when I move some big shit in my house and try a new spot, it doesn't really work. I'm like, all right, we're gonna live with this for like 2 weeks.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
2 weeks tops.
And that was my night, bro. Move this up, no. Move it back. Move this up, no. Move it back. And I'm like, bro, this is bullshit, bro. Like, what are we doing? Let's measure. Let's take pictures. Put the phone up. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
bro.
They got apps for that shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
move the couch on your phone and okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Long story short,
you gotta visualize too. You can't just be
Hey,
move this 500-pound thing, and then we're going to see how it looks.
At one point, I had a table in my front lawn for 3 hours because we didn't know where else to put it.
Sometimes it gets like that.
It's
so just,
bro, I feel you, but not on my time.
Yeah,
not stream time.
Bro, stream time, you know what I mean? Like, trying to wind down on my night.
I feel that. Bro, they got to make doors wider, too.
Yeah, they do.
You know what's... Yeah.
Bro, there should be a standard. Cause
within this fucking doorway, I'm going to put some furniture. Y'all niggas
the door to my... is like this big, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, the size of this table, this is the door to my basement. So there's no couch.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Keep going down. I don't know, bro.
Everything should just be double doors.
You should be
and
able to...
And the double doors shouldn't have a beam in the middle.
You should be able to take apart couches, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
That's a revelation.
Yeah.
It depends.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends where you go.
There should be like some snap couches or something, right?
I like that. You know, I can't be doing that though.
Yeah, you think so?
I'll show you lift it up and you got one piece right there.
Well, that's the L, that's why.
It can just be an I. It could just be two.
How? What?
Wait, what do you mean?
Our couch is sectional, so it's like you can have that the L shape, or you can just build it like a straight line.
Like straight line, yeah. But yeah. That's what I mean. Like there be more couches like that. But that straight line is like deep.
Nah, it's like
Nah, it's a little section.
Yeah, it's like one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a little two piece like and then a single corner piece and another two piece.
Yeah. IKEA lets you do that, man. They get it. They get
it. Yeah, I fuck with IKEA heavy stuff.
Well, then when you buy shit, you got 40 boxes and you got fucking and then this and then that and then the connect. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Fucking. Well, how's y'all night though?
Yo, I went to DR. Nah, last night I got to cooking some it's bistec. I'm gonna fuck this word up. Bistec.
Oh yeah, I hit this guy up like, bro, come shoot guns, man. This guy said I'm cooking. I said, yo, just burn that.
Bistec Dominican.
It's bistec. Encebollado.
We apologize for all the people just offended.
I'm so sorry. Bistec encebollado.
Bistec?
It's like steak. It's
insane?
Like, it was pretty insane.
You a fortune teller?
For sure.
Nah, but it was crazy. It's like steak, onions, beans, rice. I have a picture. I'll put it up right there.
I see it.
Yeah, it went crazy. And remember when I was telling you about the banana joint where I'm like, yo, you eat steak with banana and beans? That's my man's how it was.
How was it?
Yo, shit worked.
Yeah.
Shit made sense. It just had made me reimagine like the rules of food. Like who comes on earth and says, yo, you can't put that with that. Like, why not?
But let me ask you something though. Cause honestly, today I almost yacked. This morning I almost yacked.
Really?
It didn't
happen. We can respect the honesty for sure.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Let me know if this happens to y'all, you know, in the comments too. Let me know. So I had eaten breakfast. It was like a bacon and egg sandwich, whatever.
Today,
yeah.
Okay.
It's turkey bacon, by the way. Ooh. And I think it's called acid reflux, but right after I ate it, I ate the banana. And I just felt like I was about to yak, bro. And I had to like...
That doesn't go together.
I had to breathe. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a couple of breaths. Did that ever happen to y'all? Like,
no. For like babies and shit, yeah.
Yeah, you're a chronic yakker.
Yo, I got an iron stomach for sure. Yo, I got a fucking iron stomach.
Trust me. You're a chronic yakker, though. So
I'm not.
Like,
I wouldn't say chronic.
You're more prone to yakking for sure.
Yeah.
If someone came in this room
and said, yo, who's going to yak first? You'd probably yak first.
If I have 40 G's in the
table. You don't yak?
See, not like that.
No, what do you mean not like that? I didn't yak.
Not like that.
But I didn't yak,
though. You came closest. If I had 40 bands, I'm like, yo, who in this room is about to yak next?
Okay.
I'll slide the fucking pile of money to your...
Okay, All right.
You're probably about to yak right now because there's too much pressure on you.
No, that's how he's going to yak. He's going to hold it in.
No, I'm good. I just, all right, I'll take it.
Wait, how many times have you yak?
I'm not ashamed. It's not up to me.
How many times have you yaked this year?
This year?
Zero.
I haven't yaked this year.
You haven't yaked this year?
Nah. And that's I haven't yaked this year.
For real?
Wait, did I have food poisoning this year or was it last year? That was last year, right? That was last year.
Wasn't that this year?
Was it this year?
No, that was last year.
We're here.
But
we stopped coming here in March.
Yeah, March. Nah. It might have been this
year. I think it was this year.
Was it this year?
If not, it was very close. It had to be like December 31st.
The comments probably know. The Eagles gotta
let
know.
Me know. Let me show them. I can't remember, man. I honestly feel like 2020, I ain't done that yet. But
it was when he texted you saying he can't come or something like that.
I know
that
what happened.
About the yak, right?
Yeah, I feel like it was this year.
Yeah, that was this year for sure.
How you, but you're saying
it was definitely
sure,
most recent.
Though.
That's too recent. That's too fresh in my memory.
It's very recent.
2020 wasn't that long, and it's not even a shameful year.
Okay, yeah, so one. I'm not ashamed at all. I'm not ashamed.
Once more to be, you know?
You know what I mean?
No, wait.
I'm a confirm. I just can't confirm right now. So
show me the receipt.
You seem pretty confident that I yak, so I'm gonna let you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I yacked this year.
I did
too.
A little more than yakking during that time, though.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck me.
Yakking.
Yeah.
But both directions. Realistically, if that did happen this year, I might have yacked like 5 times then.
Yeah. In that sitting, eh?
Yeah.
We'll count as sitting as once.
Day and a half. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, once then. I had a conversation with someone yesterday and they had a mask on. I was standing right in front of them, still couldn't hear them. So I'm still on that time just responding with just basic answers like, yeah, cool, thanks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I still can't hear
people. We even got the time. More than likely, they're not saying anything important. So it's just, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Totally. You might agree to some fucked up shit.
So the nigga's standing later in the night stranded somewhere waiting on you to pick them up.
You said, yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is this guy?
Man, I don't understand niggas who's still doing the open hand dap.
Man.
And it happens very frequently.
Man, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I've slipped a couple times.
Me too.
It's a weird situation, man, because I feel like we should both be on the same page. Yeah. And when we're not, like my brain just kind of like malfunctions. And it just happens so quick. By the time I realize what's up, your hand is like right in front of me.
Another man's
and I'm
hand.
Like that. And I'm
you
like,
sparked
fuck.
My you sparked my system. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's a reflex for sure. You see
more,
that hand?
I have more years of open hand dabs than elbows. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so 100%. My muscle memory is just gonna go there. But really, guys, stop, man. You don't even have to dab me at all to be real. These times,
there's a point where I got to explain that while I'm doing the elbows. Mm-hmm. To them. Yeah. Oh, you know the times, bro.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, like that's you know COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like they just be saying it. You know
COVID
what I'm saying?
Pound.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what it is. Give me a CP, man.
I find like with women though, I still have to hug them though. I got to get out of that.
Nah, I do the fucking aye, captain.
Yeah,
bro.
You guys start doing the aye-ayes. Why do you hug for 1 second and it's half? You know, me and him just fucking, it looks like it's just protocol at that point. Just, okay, I gotta do it. Okay. I see you. I gotta fucking do this to you.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You don't even like them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel
what's
I
all
feel
that for? So just,
yeah.
I see you. I acknowledge you. Yeah. You see me?
A head nod should be enough. Like
that's all you need.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What up? Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, you know? I see you. You see me. Like
see
that's
you.
It.
I acknowledge your presence.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not even on all that fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
all
some
that
people,
fake
like,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't want to say hi. Like it's fine. Like you know, some people just show too much excitement to see me. I'm like, I know you're not that excited. You know, I'm not that excited.
Yo, I was talking about it last night, bro. The ladies be not all of them, but it's very common for two girls to see each other. Oh my god. Bro, you don't even know each other. You don't know who this person is that you're so like, excited to see.
Bro, I
now you're saying, hold up, man. Cool, you
all right? A lot.
Don't get it, man.
It doesn't have to, man. It's not even no hater shit if you're not very excited to see someone, because it's just
no facts.
I think that's very normal.
Facts. I agree.
Bro, like really
it's misleading, you know? It's like, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. How are you? I love your hair. You don't like it?
And then they're touching their hair. I'm like, wait, I thought you guys don't like when people touch your hair. Is this a full perm? Wow.
I hate when this complain to me and I'm just, they're complaining, but they're still in the same situation. I'm like, bro, if you keep talking about this nigga, just fucking not see him so much.
And the thing is, like, niggas will know you don't like them. Or like, say you guys are at odds, and they'll still come and dap you, because a lot of niggas will just do the dap.
Yeah,
like,
it's protocol. You
know what I'm saying?
Oh, I gotta
like,
do it.
Like, yeah,
it's like if you had that mutual respect, then it's like, all right, like you know, you go dap and be like, fuck.
I remember one time. I surprised my damn self because a nigga came to dap me and I didn't like him and he didn't, and we weren't at odds and I didn't dap him, and I was like, shit.
He was just there with the hand on.
I went like this.
You did this?
Yeah.
This.
I swear to God, I said, keep that.
Swear
to God.
Yeah.
I was surprised, bro. But like that was just, it was natural instinct. Like I was just like, I'm not finna do this fake shit. Like like for what?
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's real, yeah.
It's just, you know what it is.
You gotta work on it, you know?
Honestly, I gotta work on that.
Mm.
But like I'm just not like, you know, some people just be taking shit so serious. I'm just like, all right, I'd rather go, nigga. Look.
Yeah.
This is what you want. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Boop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
I don't really dislike anybody like that. To a point where I can't shake a hand or fucking.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's not like you dislike. It's just like you don't want to.
I
just don't want to send the wrong message.
No, not like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like for me, it's like there's some people where I'm just like, it's not to say I don't like them, but it's just
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that situation is different. That situation is different. But like, where's I going with it? Like, just some people, it's just like, all right, like they just expect too much, or it's like, all right, this guy talks to me, whatever. He's cool with me, like. I'm gonna ask him for this. And I'm just like, all right, some people you gotta like set that bar to say, all right, you can't, ask me, like, again, niggas ask me for like favors and, yeah, and yo, can I borrow you? Like,
even niggas I love, you got, yo, chill.
Yeah, like, whoa,
no, for sure.
How many cups?
Chill. For sure.
But like, you know, sometimes I feel like you just gotta know, like, oh yeah, like, that guy, he doesn't really, like, Trey, he'll say hi to me. He don't really, like, rock with me mm-hmm, like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to, you know, yeah, cross that line. But,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, but.
Facts.
What?
You get me? I get you.
I get you for sure. You got to set the precedent. Because it's like, yeah, if you don't, it's kind of like you're part, you're, like, him dapping you, like, you're accepting it, and it's your fault as well.
Yeah,
you know,
like, there's
saying?
Some
if you
people,
don't want it.
I like, I okay, for example, I run ball with a lot of people, and right, ball runs is like 10, 20 people deep sometimes. I'm like, bro, this is way too many people to like say hi and bye to. So, like, I have my certain people at ball where I'm like, you know, I'm gonna come up, say hi to you, but like, there's certain people at ball, I'm like, I don't really like you, like, you do some weird things, like, you know, I'll just wave to you. You just get the wave, you know, like, you're not gonna come up to me and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, ask for all that. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yo, you get what I'm saying, Paytano. Like, you know, I just don't get too close to some people. I'm like, I don't have a reason not to like you or a reason to like you.
Yeah.
I kind of keep it far. Like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean?
You may just be chilling. That's why.
Yeah.
You just be chilling.
I understand the thing about not, like, I don't want to get too close to niggas. Whereas, well, for me, it's like it's a thing of not wanting to be invited to too many things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to get so close that you think that
that's
acceptable
a part of it,
for me to come to your party, because I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I keep my conversations 3 second. What up? You good? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. Me. You walk in, it's just like, all right, you don't have too much expectations to say, like, oh, I can holler at him to do this, or I can ask him for this. And, like, especially, yo,
not because, like, I don't like him, though. It's just because, like, I just don't want to go to your party and shit.
Well, me, I'm talking about ball right now. Sometimes I just don't like people. Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? But a fucking terrible thing about this whole online media and having a presence online is just, I don't know what it is, but it's just some older guys just have a crazy perception of, like, what I guess our jobs is, type of thing, and they'll just ask you to just do some wild shit, and you'll just post this on your story. I'm like, okay, but, like, does that make sense?
Oh yeah, you know, same thing we're talking about with the story. Why though?
Why would I do that?
What is it? Like, what is it for? And not even I know. I'm just, I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, well, why?
That's
though?
The best way to explain it, right there.
Just,
yeah.
I have no
why.
Yo,
like, what are you expecting from what are you expecting from this outcome?
My daughter's,
niggas on my story, probably
up,
gonna
bro.
Watch that.
First of all, you know what's
shit?
You know what's really interesting to me? Like, I feel like people think, like, a post. I mean, I guess a post could change your life, but I don't think a post from any of us will change your life.
You're not, that's,
you know
what I'm
saying?
And that's, it's not even a thing of, like, oh, I'm too good. It's just I'm not fucking Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
nigga,
you know what
just,
I'm saying? Like,
niggas gonna see it. And when I see shout outs, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep. Next.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
My brain literally deletes it.
Yo,
I saw it. Okay, yeah. I forgot what I ever fucking saw that shit in my life.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing's gonna change. Yo, go check out my guy's fucking hat.
Why?
Nothing's, like, gonna come as I promise.
Bro, I'm telling you, I feel like ball runs, man. I hear the.
Why we keep going back to ball runs?
Bro, because this is life.
Holy fuck.
Ball
is life.
Sure. Yo, I'm telling you.
Yo, I'm a baller. I'm actually a fucking baller.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Yo,
yeah,
on the hoop charts?
Yeah, man. The hoop charts is out there.
Yeah.
But, like, yo, you guys should know, bro. Ball runs is just, like, it's literally.
It's politics,
a
bro.
Bunch of, it's a bunch of politics, but it's a bunch of people just coming together. Sometimes it's a man's boy's boy. Yeah. Then he, like, sees me there, and then he's just like, oh, like, yo, yeah, I hooped with him, so I can, like, ask him this. I'm like, bro, what? Like, and then you just leave me in an awkward position. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Why am I going to post your daughter's party on my story? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, I just, yo, it's crazy, man. Yeah. Sometimes the stories I hear at ball and shit that happens to me there is just like,
that's interesting.
That's why I got specific. I'm like, yo, okay, I gotta know where I'm going, who's gonna be there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I stopped going to LA Fitness runs because LA Fitness is the worst.
Really?
Why is that?
LA Fitness, nigga, anyone can go to LA Fitness and, like, oh my God. It just sometimes when people feel like, oh, he's here and I can ask him anything I want now.
Oh my days.
People just feel
I'm not even gonna get into it. I'm not even gonna get into it.
Get into it, man.
I'm telling you, niggas. Niggas see me and they think, take it to y'all. I'm telling you, bro. Niggas see me. Oh,
show my
miss.
Yo, all increase. Get up, show. Shout outs. Anything to do with me, hit this man up.
Keep doing that. That's great.
Niggas see me. Oh, 5,000 followers? Oh, that's it? Oh, we in that DM. Let's get it. I'm telling you, bro. Yo, oh, it's, you guys are going to be disappointed, bro. Stop that shit. Please.
Yo, there's just a right and a wrong way
to do it. I'm a human being.
Man. Yeah,
bro. The thing is, I am too, and that's the, like. I feel the problem is the perception of me. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Some people just think so differently.
Oh man,
I mean everyone does, but some people.
These ways are crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like this one time, someone messaged me and they're like, the weekend reposted you, so send him this message for me, please. Like, how much to pay you to send him this message and tell him, like, I love his music.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
I'm like, bro, what? Like, oh, this guy follows you. Can you just tell this person? I'm like, oh, I didn't fucking know who is this guy.
Bro, what?
Bro, the wildest shit.
It goes back to last, was it last week before we were like, it gets to a point where it becomes fascinating, bro. And it's like, why did your brain go there? Like, what about this? Because I would never... Bro, I remember when you got the picture of Drake wearing the do-rag, right? And you sent it to me. I was never like, bro, send Drake my album art. Yo, that's Drake. Dude. Like, you know what I mean? That was not even a thought in my head. So it becomes fascinating when it's like, damn, like, what? You think I know The Weeknd like that? And bro. That I would do that? Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, why would I? Come on, man.
Yo, Abel, there's a fucking, like, this little girl in red, and she wants you to fucking, like, shout out her thing. She makes, like, perfume or some shit. So I just wanted to put that on your table. Put that on your radar.
That's there for you if you want.
Let me know.
What do y'all think is, like, going to be, as far as, like, going back to kind of, like, daps and head nods, you think that's going to be, like, the new normal now with, like, COVID and shit?
I changed my norm.
No daps?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
I think so.
I've already
too.
Locked it in. Yeah. I'm in that mode already.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely be more vigilant with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my norm has changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't be doing all that. Like, it's just now, it's just, you know what it is. Like,
mm-hmm.
Especially
I've always leaned
else,
away.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like we've always sort of leaned away from it. Well, we wanted to. It was just too normal where it's like, all right, the handshake is a way of life at this point before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
BC.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is out. The weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But then every time I shake someone's hands, I'm like, I'm just fucking, let me go wash my hands.
Yeah.
Shit feels clammy or whatever.
Right, right.
But then this shit popped up, I'm like.
Yeah. Are you selective with it? I'm kind of selective with
it. Yeah. With the daps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely prefer a motherfucking fist over.
No. I mean, like, in terms of, like I'll dap my brother. Like, I'll dap.
Oh, I didn't even touch his hand. I never touch his hand.
Oh, really?
Ryan? Ryan's a handshake.
Yeah, Ryan's a handshake. I'll shake Ryan's hand.
I've never shaken
Julian's hand.
Kevin's hand either.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, I feel like I dapped Kevin once and it wasn't firm, you know? I could tell it wasn't something that he was like about, you know what I mean? You know those ones where
it's, oh, you're not into this?
Like, you could tell niggas that dap, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's firm, like you feel support.
They got the whole system set up in their own version.
You know what I'm saying? When I dapped Kevin, it was just kind of like, I kind of was like,
you know what I'm saying? Like trying to, I want a little bit more, you know, and it didn't happen.
Not so. There, brother.
Yeah, I feel you.
Something's on your mind. What is it?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know what it is. There's just a point, like, I don't mind hailing you, but it's just like, I feel like I've been hailing you for a minute where it's like, oh, yeah, it happens, like, yo, what's up? But then, like, sometimes we can come inside the crib and I'm just like, I won't hail you.
You do a mind hail, yeah.
You know, like, yep.
It's a brain hail.
See what it is, you know what I mean? But, like, niggas like Julian, I don't shake his hand. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like also when we started, when a lot more people started coming up to us and shit, I was like, yo, I don't know where that guy's hands have been. I just shook his hand, like, on some.
Yeah.
But some people, again, we talked about this. Some people just find this disrespectful, but.
And it's crazy.
It's just clean.
Yeah.
I'm protecting you, homie.
Yeah.
I'm protecting me.
You know what I'm saying?
And that, yeah.
That's how I see it, man.
Facts.
Because there'd be times where I'm like, I do a crease scratch, and then someone comes to shake my hand. I'm like, okay.
It is what it is.
You said it was your idea. My hand to my side when you put your shit up.
Yeah.
My bro, I fully.
Yeah, I was literally just fixing my fucking boxes.
Seconds. Oh my god!
Not even through the pockets. So you know, like this is a straight.
Nah, I was in my whip. Bro, when you got like the wedgie all. Speaking of that, working for my dad and being on the floor all day and fucking walking with baggy ass pants and weird boxers and shit, bro. Shit will be. Male G string the whole time.
Yeah.
I got no time to face my shit. I'm just walking the client. Can you move? Okay, cool. Especially for the big jobs and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
But that moment I get where I'm in the corner, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Buckle out. Boom, stand up. Fucking boxer leg extended. Boxer leg extended. Shorts, ball shorts.
It feels so
good. Oh my God.
I feel bro, such belt at home. On.
When you go back to realizing what it's supposed to feel like, oh man.
Oh, this is the meaning of boxers.
Yeah.
Bro, man, I'm not going to get into it because, you know, I'm back at work and it's hot. Mm. And that's all I'm going to say.
Y'all know the rips.
That's it, bro. Say.
And if you don't know,
yo, they
got
to do anti-sag boxers. Colin, look, I look like.
How
I look
often
like a,
are
you? I look like a fucking bum with my, like, you know what I'm saying? You throw in some fresh drawers or whatever is cool. And then, like, later on towards the evening, they're like saggy and shit. You look a mess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, I'm a pig.
How often are you supposed to buy new boxers, though? You know?
Honestly, I'm on a wave.
Oh, you don't know, man.
And this is about to sound crazy, but I'm on this wave because I recently just went through just a frustrating episode, you know, but I'm buying new boxers every paycheck now. That's the type of wave I'm on. I'm not gonna get rid of my old boxers, but I just want to have a surplus of boxer briefs,
socks of them,
and like good that, boxer briefs, because when you wash them and they stretch, and then I'm gonna tell y'all a story, but I can't say this, bro.
Go ahead.
Maybe I should. I'm gonna tell this story. Fuck it, man.
Y'all know how
I rock it. So I was chilling one day, right? I bought these pair of Tommy briefs. I had these Tommy briefs for a minute. They're good briefs, man. Black joints, Tommy Hilfiger, they're good. I wash them, I put them back on, I wash them, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing. Boom.
Yeah.
Them boxer briefs then turn into boxers. I'm gonna be honest. They're mad loose around the leg area. You know those ones?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm chilling. My girls are over at the crib. I got my ball shorts on, whatever. She puts her hand up my shit. She goes, "Are you not wearing briefs?" I felt so fucking.
That's disrespectful.
I felt disrespected.
Are you commando right now?
I was embarrassed. That was the day I said, "Yeah, I'm copping new briefs and I'm copping new briefs every page."
Hold on, say that again.
They're loose, bro. They're loose. Like, imagine this is my box. This is my Tommy boxes. These shorts. So
yeah,
she went up the leg. They didn't feel no. They didn't feel briefs. They were supposed to feel a brief. I was just like, fuck. That's why I do
straight
I
to, cheeks.
I had to change my ways, bro. So, yeah.
They need like an adjustable boxer.
They need
a little
strings. They put fucking
in
ball
both
strings.
Of the legs.
Ooh.
The legs and the
ball
waist.
Strings.
The ultimate boxer.
I think
on the boxers.
Well, I think the ethical ones and shit are like that. Like, you know, the ones that like.
Strings?
I think. Oh, wait, not strings. No.
Ball shorts? The strings?
Boxer strings?
You see these strings
yeah,
right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want. On your leg, though?
No, guys, on your boxes. The same place that
but
this
that
is.
But that part's
in.
Not loose.
Yeah, my waist, that's the last.
The waist is good.
I'm it's talking
the
about
leg.
It's the elasticity of the whole
part.
Leg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I. All right.
I was an embarrassing moment, but I'm human. You know what I'm saying? And I grew from that situation. You know what I mean?
So that.
My shit is tight right now. I got brand new shit on right now. You know what I'm saying?
I can respect that for sure. Yeah.
So every paycheck.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's too much, though.
Nah, I'm
you're washing boxers. And you wash your, you do your laundry, it's all boxers.
Don't dry your boxers in the dryer.
Air
dry them.
That's how they tighten up, though, in the dryer, no?
No, that's how they get loose.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Science.
I'm telling you, the dryer fucking, it loosens it out. It fades it. The color goes away. Don't just hang them up, bro. You know, just put them on your bed. The frame or whatever shit.
I have boxes all over my room. Then.
Nah, yeah. I just be
I'm telling you, bro.
Them,
it's better, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The thing is with me, I be doing things like that. Like, I'll find out something new and I'm like, okay, cool. This is a cool little procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Do the procedure.
Hey, first time saying procedure?
Yeah. I was just trying it out.
It works.
So I was doing that and okay. then like whatever, boom, bop, do the boxer thing. And then mm-hmm. just the second time around, I'm like, yo, I don't really like this anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, it's just like, it's just, I'll just go back to my old ways. Like, I'll try hanging it up and be like, all right, cool. Like, yeah. This is fine. But then, like,
I hang up a lot of shit, bro. I actually prefer to air dry. Like, especially if it's like a piece that I wear.
Mm.
Like, that shirt you're wearing right now, I would never dry that.
Yeah, like certain shirts like this.
Boxers, I'm like, I don't mind the shit getting really
Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
tight,
that's what I'm trying to say.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? See, that's already in my routine. Like, I hang up the shirt, so I'm like, all right, I'm not going to fucking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Jeans, my denim.
Jeans,
oh, nah, nah, nah.
I barely wash them.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
For real, for real.
Only when they get like stains and shit, then I wash them.
Sometimes a dryer do you dirty. Where you take a shirt, I'm like, is this my fucking?
Bro.
This is the same shirt I put in.
Bro.
And I'm still convinced it does something. It shrinks your socks. It dissolves them. Because there's sometimes where I'm like, yo,
oh, what? That's a great human mystery.
Air dryer.
Socks and fucking forks.
Facts.
Forks go away.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I don't mind. Yo, we got mad fucking spoons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro.
In our lifetime, we buy like 5 sets of cutlery.
That's
and then
what kind
of 1,000,000,000 fucking spoons and then
Especially if you live with people, bro. Like, your socks be gone. And I know.
But it's not, yo, I don't even know. I don't mix my laundry with his. So it's like, how on my dirty clothes is in my room.
Yeah.
How it doesn't make no sense. I promise you it doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
I've bought.
And that, I can't really explain that.
I've bought so many socks now where I'm just like, yo, even if you go missing, like I have so many. And I still find that point of saying, okay, I got to buy a new one.
It's going to be one day where I'm watching a sock randomly. I see it disappear. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Yo.
I'm trying to drive your shit.
That's like the mailman. Like my neighbor was getting mail and I was taking a walk.
Mm.
And I seen the man pull up. And I watched him like put the package down and book it. And I'm like, why? Why do you guys do that? Like, it's a
what do you mean? Like, not ring the doorbell?
Like, he put it down, ran the doorbell, and cut, like, running back to the truck.
What's the rush?
I don't know.
I guess.
But that is something that I wonder. Like, I've heard the joke and shit. Like, you know, like, they put it down and they leave and they really do that shit, bro. They really put that shit down and get the fuck out of there.
I guess I got no reason to chill if I'm. You got your shit, man. I'm out.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, but walk.
That's another option. Yeah. Yeah.
That man ran. Like, when I say he ran, like, I was surprised. It was like seeing a ghost.
It's
a time system.
Mm.
The seats of the driver, they have sensors, and it times how long you're on the chair for.
Really?
So your deliveries can't be more than, like you have a specific time to actually drop off.
My man Faye Tanner just broke the news that the seat is timed. So from the time that they get up from the seat, they start, they measure the time, how long the delivery takes?
It should be like less than a minute for each delivery.
Less than a minute.
Interesting.
So that's why they just throw it?
Oh, that's why they throw it so far.
Or the seat
so
just
the
ejects.
Problem.
Oh, so he's saying if they don't get back to the seat, the UPS seat just ejects straight
to the sky.
Oh, that's why there's no door. It ejects sideways.
And
then they have to drive standing up.
I told you I understand why they fucking throw TVs and shit then. Shit, nigga, I got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You're 60 inch, bitch.
I'm telling you, bro.
I honestly feel like there's nothing else more satisfying than throwing like an empty fucking TV box. Anything like a big empty box, I get something out of it.
I'll be going ham. Like when you go bring a bunch of boxes to
the dumpster.
Big dumpster.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm.
Yeah.
Remember the. Speaking of working for my dad, sometimes you gotta go to the dump and just throw a bunch of furniture, and that shit is fun.
That shit is fun. Because you're just seeing how far you can throw it. Like, it's just, especially when you gotta break down boxes. I'm boxing.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, yeah.
You could imagine the feeling of throwing a microwave right now, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
If I,
I would, if I had to trash this room, I'd have fun.
Oh, trust me.
I'd fuck, first get up with the table.
That's how they got those things, those destruction rooms.
I was about to say, I don't trust that. Shit be flying back at you.
But you got goggles on.
What destruction rooms?
You know where they, you smash like microwaves, glass, and shit like that? I don't know.
People with bad childhoods. Fucking
That's destruction.
Precisely, bro. Precisely.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
you
that.
You could just do that for free somewhere, no?
Yeah.
Niggas pay for that?
Niggas pay for that. Because they got like rooms. You like, they'll put rooms. They'll put a whole bunch of like old TVs, old fucking microwaves, maybe like a car door, something in there. Like shit that you...
You could just drive around the neighborhood and just see who's throwing out a fridge and shit.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know why being destructive is so fun. Like, Goonscrap was hilarious because I'm like, oh, we get to destroy a set?
Oh, the whole set. That shit was
fine.
Fun.
Me.
Yo, what's this Glizzy shit about? What's fucking, what is this Glizzy shit?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's young nigga shit, man. It's... What is it? It's like hot. It's like, you know, you ever see like the whole thing with bananas, eating a banana?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, but with hot dogs, right?
So they call hot dogs glizzies?
Yeah, they call hot dogs. I don't know where that.
What is glizzy?
I think it originated from the, I think from the DMV, I think. I don't understand it, but yeah. Glizzy gobblers and shit.
What?
I actually haven't eaten a hot dog in quite some time. So luckily I won't get, but I'll eat a hot dog right now and go fuck.
You gotta eat this shit from the side.
I'm too fucking grown for this shit, bro.
Okay, what is that? Okay, what does that say?
It just says a hot dog. Glizzy is a hot dog. And in the quotations, it says, Pops wasting no time to throat that Glizzy.
Throat that
Glizzy. He a real Glizzy gladiator.
What do y'all think the best thing that came out of COVID? Like,
no more fucking
parties. The lockdown.
For me personally or just in general?
Let's say entertainment-wise.
Entertainment-wise?
Yeah.
To come out of COVID, entertainment-wise.
Like, I think...
I'll tell you the worst thing entertainment-wise is people... And I was bracing myself for this whack shit, but just the COVID bars and then the you know all the reference, like, corny.
Sick,
corny.
Like
I'm
COVID,
sick,
like,
oh,
God.
Man, yeah.
Bro, that's low hand. That fruit was on the floor, nigga. That shit was hanging so low.
You just picked it up and thought you were gonna be sick. I like, you know what I mean? Be clever.
Yeah, thankfully I did a lot of my rapping towards the beginning of COVID.
There it is. No COVID bars.
No COVID bars.
So that's the worst thing. What's the best thing?
Yeah, the best thing. That's tough, man.
I really appreciate us. Two things. I appreciate
I got one.
Versus. I think Versus has been like a very... I don't know if maybe I wasn't paying attention to it back then, but I feel like when we're growing up, there's no real dedication to like the 90s rappers and shit like that. Because it's like the 90s rappers were still trying to find a way to be relevant in the 2000s. But I feel like Versus is given an opportunity for all these young niggas now to like look back and say, bro, you guys don't even know like Fabulous and like all of these names that just had tracks like D-Block and da da. So like, you know what I mean?
And I feel like that kind of started with the whole, the B2K tour. Like that whole resurgence kind of started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause it's super dedicating to our generation. It's like to see certain songs again and pop up in here and just like, again, that feeling of your brain realizing something and saying like, like, yo, this song. So I heard those. I'm like, yo, what?
I miss every single one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one live.
I think the only one I caught was the Nelly one. Nelly and Luda I caught. I watched that on Twitch with Chad, and that was it. I caught a little bit of the Fab one,
the Beanie Man one. I missed that one. Was crazy. I watched it back after, but like I don't know.
I don't know what I'd be doing while my song's playing. It's my turn. Like,
I think, I feel like kind of like the same thing that like we did when we did the Ja Rule 51. I feel like that's just what you do. It's your record. Like,
yeah,
I feel that.
I wish I caught the Erykah Badu one. That was good.
And who was that with?
And I think it was Jill Scott.
Jill Scott, yeah. I heard about that
one. I wish I caught that one.
That's cool. I like that. And I feel like I've been getting on TikTok a lot more, like just watching them. But like I just watched.
Apparently they're watching you.
Oh, you ain't
for
know?
Real?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not up on TikTok like that.
Data and shit.
They're talking about
them terms and services is crazy.
They're talking about blocking it in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's... I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that came from Trump. Because I think when Trump did his rally in Tulsa,
There's a lot of TikToks about it and showing like how empty it really was.
Yeah.
So I heard he like felt some type of way about that. And of course. Like, oh, right.
They beefing with China too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think I wonder about the other apps that are watching what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. And what information they're taking. Nobody reads the fucking. They need to simplify that shit. We're just like, yo, most importantly, this, this, and this.
Yeah.
They think like, we just gonna, yep, agree.
I'd bro, if you, that, man. If in the contract says I'm gonna run up in your house and smack the shit out you, like, I'm gonna accept it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
So there's like upload.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you can use our app, but your firstborn, that's ours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Make sure you scroll down to the bottom so it looks like you're okay, cool.
Yeah.
Should you be reading those shits? Keep it
no, no, 100, fuck one, that, no.
Bro, the last contract I read was probably my phone contract. I'm like, okay, when do I
and even that, you read the first five words. I'm like, all right, seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Because I remember when I tried to close my contract and they were like, oh, to close it, you got to like, there was a lot. She had to like pay off the rest of the phone, and you got to do this and this. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna give you guys the phone back. Like,
hold the, here's the back.
Yeah. Here, I paid all my bills. Sure, no, we gotta pay.
I just feel like phone. With contracts, sometimes it's just like man to man.
Come on,
human to human.
Yeah. What is the best interest?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. Like, bro, if I'm trying to do something, like it's just so. This is what frustrates me. When the last episode when Jermaine was talking about contracts being able to go from five bills or five racks to zero, it's like, bro, you know, at a touch of a button, like if you owe like a Rogers bill, a phone bill, that's like $5,000. Them niggas can easily shut that off, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes with certain contracts, it's like, bro, you know, like rapper contracts, so you know you could terminate this contract when they're trying to hold Megan Thee Stallion. Like
it says on the piece of paper, the piece of paper says,
yeah, it's on my hands. You can't do anything.
Hey, bro,
bro, this is gonna deteriorate and fucking dust one day.
Yeah, like, you don't deserve to fucking matter, man. Like, come on, man. But yeah, I didn't know TikTok's watching you. So
yeah,
that's crazy.
Every app is. I mean, bro,
you heard the government.
I'm sure somebody is looking through my front camera and see my balls before.
For sure. Oh, 100%. I'm not even.
I actually don't think because I just feel like I'm not important enough. Like, why?
Is it, I feel like someone randomly
channel surfing
it.
And just
yeah.
Oh, this nigga dig out.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. 100%.
That's how you think it works. Nigga just
yeah. I don't know.
His laptop.
I wonder why we cover our laptop cameras, but not our phones.
Because it's just.
So if,
yeah, I guess because I can.
Oh, not this nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, my shit's
broadcasting live right now.
Yeah, my shit's not covered. Because I've been using FaceTime.
Oh,
man,
oh, fuck. Where's my sticker?
Nah. Yo, this shit is actually really intimidating. Covered. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm chilling. It's off, man. Whatever. Nah.
Bro,
you never know.
You know what they said? There's something that came out on Twitter saying the government said, or someone said, it wasn't a government. I already fucked it up. They said basically covering your laptop webcam could damage your laptop. And then they just said, nice try, government. I'm like, yo, nah. But I do damage. Be covering it when I'm doing something.
What you be doing?
Like my phone.
Okay. Can we talk NBA real quick?
Oh, for sure.
You know
me. Yeah.
Get me in the bubble, my nigga.
Yeah. Man, what y'all think about, you know, the bubble?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about?
Don't get me started.
Hey, I'm going to say this, though. I'm excited for Uncut Shells to come back. I'm going to say that.
Oh, shit.
You know
my
what I'm God. Saying?
Oh, yeah. 365
yeah.
coming back?
Yeah. You know
I'm putting
saying?
My money on the reps.
Yo, all day. All day.
Real.
So, how's it working specifically?
I'm putting my money on COVID.
On COVID?
I'm they're going to take the whole thing.
You know what? Okay, you know what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, I think, what is it, like, every team's going to play one game?
Something like that.
And then just play, are the playoffs still best of four, or is it just one game in the playoffs?
So this is the
I
playoffs?
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be the next two months.
So yeah, I don't know.
The next 2 months is going to be, like, that's when it's going to be, like, playoff mode, and there's going to be a champion.
No, nigga.
So no.
No.
So
they're doing seeding games to see who makes the playoffs.
Right.
And the playoffs in, like,
and
August.
Then the playoffs start, yeah.
Yeah, as I said, the next 2 months. They're going to play, and then in that time,
No, but August is going to be the seeding, right? Because it starts end of July.
No, that's the next 2 months.
Am I all right?
That's the next 2 months.
Okay.
I don't know how exactly it's going to be, but they're going to play, and then there's going to be playoffs to go on
after
it.
After that,
yeah. And
right,
then,
okay,
like,
right,
September
right.
is going to be done or whatever.
No,
like
I think
normal
October,
season.
October.
Nah, it's not going on.
Let's
like 2 months.
It ends
for
October.
Sure
it's
basketball.
No, bro, I think September is done, and then it's back to the off season.
Basketball is a team sport in which two teams most commonly apply jerseys. Posing. All right, all
right.
Hold on. Let's go.
NBA.
I got it, man.
You're 100% sure until they got it.
I'm telling you, I think it is. It's gonna be okay. NBA approves 22 teams format to finish the season. Right, the NBA broad government
board.
NBA finals begin September 30th.
The finals.
Yeah, so it's going to be done October, like I say.
But that's the next 2 months.
First round begins August 17th.
Yeah,
August, so the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we're saying the same things in different words.
Yeah, it's 2 months. That's
but you
all
said
I
September
knew.
Is done. It's not. It's not done until October.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
He's right.
I could admit my mistakes. He's right.
But you was also so right. The next 2 months
is
seeding
it was 2 months
into playoffs and then, yeah, finals. Okay.
It was one
of them talk shows.
It was with Scottie Pippen. That's all I knew, right? You know what I'm talking about? It was ESPN?
Scotty got braids right now.
Yeah, so Scotty got the braids.
That's crazy.
Only reason why I watched him, man. Scotty with the braids.
He already won the champion in my book.
I like basketball, but I don't like it that much to like watch what these niggas have to say about it. Cause like your opinion is just as good as mine. You know
what
I mean?
That's one of my favorite things. I'm not gonna lie.
Both opinions?
Yeah.
I don't like watching it. I don't like watching people, like, what they have to say about,
like
basketball.
Like, fuck Skip Bayless, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. But I really enjoy it during the playoffs. Like, I was watching it heavy when the Raptors were playing. Right, like, yo, what y'all niggas got to say about my Raps, mm-hmm. nigga? Like, I just wanted to know who was on my side. Skip was on our side. He was on the rap side. And Stephen, whatever his name is. But they're talking about, where I was going with this was, Scottie Pippen was talking about, yeah. everything going on, and then he's basically saying, like, they got him on the show to say, all right, yo, come hype up the NBA, and he got on there saying, yeah, I don't think this is smart. Like, I don't think this player should be risking their life, and then the girl just switched, and it was just, like, it was almost scary to
really?
Watch. Bro, she's just, like switched and just went against everything he said. He's like, yeah, well, these players are safe, and it's probably safer here than out there, so, like, that's what they're here for. Like, we're here to play ball, and I was just
Scottie Pippen was talking against it?
Yeah, Scottie was, like, basically saying, yo,
this
honestly.
Is Cornrow Scottie?
Cornrow Scottie. Okay, cool. And it was Cornrow Scottie, so it's just, like.
It's then.
And he was wearing shades.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Put Scottie up on the screen right now.
Yeah.
Shout my man Scottie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for what Future did. But basically, you don't know what Future did?
Nigga. No idea.
We'll get into that after.
Yo, all right, that was a mood right there. The fuck?
Long story short, Scotty was on the show, and they're talking about NBA bubble, returning to Orlando, and like how all these teams are going to get
now
back.
Now he asked you what Future did, though. You know,
you're going to get back.
Okay.
So Scotty basically just said, like, yo, he was talking about the Raptors, and he's like, yo, if anything, I really think the Raptors have a strong chance at being the NBA champions again because they have a mindset. And he's like, yo, you don't understand what having, like, that mindset is. And then he's saying, also watching them, they're a strong team still.
Very.
And then... We had the largest or I think we beat history records for the largest comeback or something like that against the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah,
it was like a
50-point
thing. And I was like, yo, I remember that game. But anywho, he was basically saying how, like, yeah, it's not really a real NBA champion and everyone knows that. So, like, what's really the point of everyone risking their lives, taking
like
away
gonna,
from their families?
They're going to discredit the shit.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, like, oh, it's not
a
real.
LeBron don't give a damn about that.
Yeah,
LeBron's like, bro, I need that.
If I was in that shit?
Y'all niggas is talking too much.
I'd hoop and I'd just be like, yeah, like, whatever, yeah.
Sorry, this is not real.
It's not a pin.
Sorry, say that to the fucking 24 karat gold diamond encrusted ring, my nigga.
But he was just basically saying, like, everyone stay home and then, or he's like, if I was there, like, I wouldn't even play. And then she was just like, yo, like, well, it's safer in here than out there. And these players know what they're doing. And, like, yeah, they're going away from, like, their families. But, hey, it's safer in here than their families are out there. I'm like, bro, what is this girl saying?
Yeah.
But he was just going against it. And she just, like, quickly cut to commercial. Like, said, nah, fuck what this nigga saying. Cut to commercial. We'll talk after.
And I was like, I gotta see her. That.
And that's the thing. Like, that was my stance on it. And it's still very much my stance on it. Mm-hmm. But then I heard, I saw a quote from Pascal where he was like, man, like, you know, we just want to play basketball. Like, we haven't played basketball in so long. And it's like, you have, and I kind of disconnected from it because I'm like, yeah, that's what these niggas love to do. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, right? Like, it's more than just money and a business to them. It's passion. So it's like, if you're willing to risk it for what you really love and are passionate about
and
doing.
And a couple M's.
And a couple M's, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to really judge, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm just like a fucking guy.
Yeah, you know, like, If you're going to play, I'm going to watch. But I don't think you should. But if you want to.
Honestly, it's up to you guys. Cool. Say, yo, whatever. You know, but people are returning back to work anyways.
So it's
niggas
true.
Is in the field already. So it's just like. For definitely, less. It's going to be, yeah. You know it's going to be a lot safer there because they're getting tested every day. They're cleaning shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But basically, Future.
Damn, I feel like I'm outside of civilization sometimes.
This is a minute ago, too. Basically, Future. You know, I mean, things got a little. He got a little too comfortable. You know what I'm saying, with Scotty's wife and Future, Super Future, man. And yeah, they had a little entanglement. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay. Entanglement.
Well, while she was
with Scotty, man. I think she's still with Scotty.
Yeah, I think they got about. I think they.
Yep.
I put Scotty pimping instead of pimping.
Yeah. Scotty pimping. Well, I guess Future pimping. Man, speaking of Future, man, I was thinking about. Well, first I got in this rabbit hole of what's happening to Britney Spears and how she's under control and like she's like, she was deemed like mentally, insane for like a long time ago, and then now her dad has say over like she can't do anything without her dad's permission.
Mm. Wow.
So that's what the whole Free Britney thing is about. But then I got in this rabbit hole about how long this shit is happening, and then. I went back to all her old music videos. I'm like, bro, she's literally fucking saying, help me, nigga. People are controlling me and I want to do my own thing. But
fuck up.
But I thought it was kind of crazy how like she's literally spilling her shit out, like, yo, I need help. And then niggas are like, turn this song up. Woo!
Shut up. I fucking love this song. What do you mean by that though? What do you mean? Give me an example. Like what specific, like in what?
Was it her that made I'm a Slave for You?
Yeah.
So that's one.
Oh, fuck.
Lucky fucking. She's a lucky.
Yeah.
Basically, that sounds about everyone saying, oh my God, you're rich and you're famous. So great. But then she's like talking about like she cries every fucking night.
I cry. Yeah.
And if oh my God, my favorite song. And then similar to what Future's talking about, he'd be talking about being depressed and wanting to die and doing drugs. And he's like, turn this shit up, nigga. Yo, when the new shit coming
that's
out?
That's a fact.
Yeah. But yo, son, that here reason exactly right there.
Here we go.
Nah, for real. That reason right there is exactly why I fuck with like a lot of rappers.
Take
like
your time.
Come on now. Why I fuck with a lot of rappers personally and like just because the story to tell. Like when we talk about Kodak, NBA YoungBoy, I'm like, bro, listen to what they're saying. Like these niggas are really sad and they don't like the people around them and shit. Some people are like really depressed and this is like their way of like kind of spilling that out, but it's just a lot more people can like relate to it. So I've been hearing like Future shit, but it is kind of weird how we say like, yeah, like turn that up, and you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, it's very,
because like what are we to do, you know what I'm saying? It's just like it's something for him and like people around him to understand it. And we're actually talking about this about J Balvin. Let me make sure, but basically something happened where J Balvin like came out, his mother came out and said like it's just I'm really like afraid for my son because like he's just putting on a front and he's really sad behind closed doors and he's really like alone. And I'm like, yo, that's really the story with a lot of people, but
yeah,
it's better to be out there with it and like kind of say what it is. So it's just like, you can get that help. But I mean, I don't know I don't know what the situation is now, but I was just like, to hear that, like Britney Spears too, going through it when you're younger. And now it's so much that whole movement of mental health and getting help for mental health is way bigger. But Britney Spears, like that. I was watching as a kid. I'm like, bro, what is she doing? Like, she's going crazy. Like, that's a cry for help. But
she got into shit mad young too.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah.
And you wonder, it's so hypocritical how you people will cheer that shit on early in your career, but then like as shit starts to spiral out of control, you're an idiot. You're stupid. Yeah. You're fucking this and that. And Bieber been through a bunch of shit, and then but look how he was raised. The fucking imagine just the whole world watching you your whole fucking life.
Yeah,
and what that pressure does to you. But before you even understand what it really is.
It's interesting, you know, because, like, I feel like, I don't know if you guys felt this, but, like, even, like, pursuing music from young, from, like, 15, like, niggas wanted it then. Like, oh, I want it now. But, I don't know, every year that passed, and maybe there's just an excuse I was telling myself. I was like, actually, like, kind of would have been kind of sus to be, like, a kid, you know, rapper and, like, trying to transition out of that. You know what I mean? So I think, like... like timing is perfect in a crazy way, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just like the weirdest way.
Yeah, you gotta just let time be time and let it do its thing. Because even with Justin Bieber, I was watching his documentary on him talking about his mental health and the things that he was going through.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying, like when he was like racing with his Ferraris and always getting pulled over and mugshots and da da da. lot of people were saying, oh, Justin Bieber's going crazy, this and that. And I'm like, yo, I always saw that as like, yo, he's trying to handle all this and transition to his net. Like, this is his transition phase where it's just like, yeah, like, not to say, not to sound like that guy, but it could honestly kill him. Like, a lot of, we've seen a lot of rappers like overdose on drugs and all that, right, where it's like, you're going through that phase of, yeah, I'm a star, but it's just like, I'm trying to be human. And like, it's nice to see people go through that and then find the clarity they're looking for. But honestly, when Justin Bieber was going through that and everyone's just tearing him down, I'm like, yo, there's a part, and this, I know people personally that, you know what I mean, went from this to just like a fucking star, and like they just couldn't handle it. They're reading comments. I'm like, bro, just get off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't look at that shit. Don't do that. Right. And it's just like, it can really get to you. But seeing people act out like that when they have the money and they can do this, it's sad to see. And I hated seeing Justin Bieber go down that path, but happy to see him come back up. So like Britney Spears, I see it in the same way of just like, bro, like she's really going through it, and she's really trying to like figure it out to say, I didn't know it was this deep, and I've seen some pictures, but yeah, I didn't know it was going. Yeah, I just looked at her Instagram right now and
I'm gonna investigate that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas are making fun of her when she did the
shave her head.
Well, I mean that too. Yeah, that was just one way for acting out. But she made a TikTok of, she was like walking back and forth and like entering the frame and leaving it like over and over, and niggas like making fun of it. I'm like, yo, she's going through some things.
Yeah. And that's not, you know what I'm saying? Internet's not gonna help. Like, you know, you gotta know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta know when, like, her people gotta see that as like, yo, she needs help. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is.
Yeah. Shout out Britney, man.
Shout out Britney, man.
Man, I know they say don't judge no book or movie by its cover, but yeah, judging by this cover, nigga, I'd like to check this shit out. I remember my first experience with the chin grab.
You remember the first?
Look at that. Yeah.
Two chin grabs. Back to back years.
Is that season two?
2009 that's 2009. That's him graduating. That's him entering.
Did they acknowledge the chin grab in the documentary?
Different hands.
Oh, he switched the chin grab.
Man, it's so special. Anyways.
Yo, I don't know what it was about the chin grab that just like upped your picture by like 40 points.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. Yeah, that's a cool pick.
It's a pose.
Yo, chill.
If we, there's just certain things that up the picture. Remember when we were in London and then Adam was taking his pictures, then he just tilted the foot that picture is out of here. Like,
I'll post that on my shit.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll put it on my story. Y'all go check him out, man. Picture.
Check that picture out.
Boost them hearts up. Shout out for my man, George Shrinks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course.
That man figures it out.
Of course.
DJ Khaled has another fucking album somehow.
Man.
Oh my God.
Yo, the thing is, the mystery of Khaled, was his 12th studio album?
12th studio album.
I didn't know he had 12.
The mystery of 12 Khaled, man.
Man.
The only thing I know from Khaled, he's a hard worker. Khaled is annoying. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I know, like, he's working.
Yeah, Cal is just like, let's ride. And I'm just, all right, where are we going?
I thought Cal was upset.
Yo, honestly, that was a Cal. I didn't even know I could do that.
Bro, this
honest.
Nigga had an album called Listen.
The ironic thing is, I didn't fucking hear that one.
Yo.
I didn't listen.
Yo, the best album, the best song DJ Khaled has ever done is We Taking Over.
Yeah,
and yo, when Lil Wayne
back to back,
you guys remember Rick Ross jumping off the roof to get?
Oh yeah,
he got pulled over and he's just like, "Yo, I'm jumping off the bridge."
He didn't even have to do that.
But I feel his energy though, man. That's Rose. Whatever Rose say goes, man. But the way Lil Wayne skated on the We Taking Over remix, I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yo, that was actually my ringtone and my alarm clock.
Yeah,
top of Lil Wayne's verse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Chuck, I woke up every day like, I am the beast, nigga. What homework do I got?
Yeah,
let's fuck this shit up. 12 years old. Suffering from Success. This album cover is crazy.
Yo. Yeah. I'm looking at all of them. Yeah, man.
Suffering
from
Success.
See the chin grab, and then there's the forehead grab, where it's just the whole face. It's just like, yo, fuck.
Holy, not with the panky ring.
Kiss the ring, bro.
God, man. Yeah, I got to see his discography right now.
Nah, look at We Global, though.
That's an album?
That's an album.
What are they called? I probably remember like two of them.
2007. That's the one I remember. Would be the best album.
Terror Squad Chain. Jesus, man.
We Taking Over, man. Yo, who do you guys?
Victory, nigga. This look like an R&B album. I never heard of this album.
I need one verse from Khaled before his career ends.
He had a verse. He had a verse on I think it was All I Do Is Win. I think he had a verse on the remix.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I can't even hear it in my head.
I think
right
he
now.
Had a verse on that. Hold on, let me find
he
it.
Put three N's on listen. I changed a lot was an all right album too.
Yo, he don't count.
I saw him promoting I changed
a lot. A lot.
Bro, Khaled, yeah, Khaled's just that guy. Yeah. Like, I'd love to be friends with Khaled, man.
I wonder how he approaches this. Like, how does he tell you, like, yo, I got this idea, right? Is you,
oh, I
fucking
found it.
Drake, fucking Rihanna's on it, and fucking Beyonce.
And this is the beat.
Allen Iverson.
And he can make it happen. Because he DJ Khaled gave us Wild Thoughts, no?
What is that?
I mean, yeah,
Wild Thoughts, he did. Bro, he gave us hits.
He did.
He gave us hits, man. Like,
well, I mean, Party gave us.
Party, yeah. But, shout out Party. Party. Yeah.
He's a middleman, though.
Yeah. DJ, that's what I'm saying, bro. I'd be the middleman. Put me in that.
Bro, all let you gotta me say is just, I can be Khaled. Hell yeah, nigga.
Bro, I would, if I was a Khaled, I would, oh my God. Stop it. I'd make the best albums ever. I'm
bro,
on the one,
just a
Drake,
wildest
Lil
dreams.
Wayne, Rick Ross. Yeah,
that's
welcome
a cheat
to
code,
my hood.
Bro. That's a cheat
yo,
code,
look,
nigga.
Look, so DMX gonna come through, open this shit up, right?
Oh my God.
Bro, touch it, nigga.
Yeah,
how
that's
do
Khaled.
Do that? That's Khaled, I believe.
No, Busta Rhymes. That's Rhymes. That's Busta's track. Man,
yeah,
that's
you right.
Busta's
you right.
Song.
Yeah, that's Busta.
Yeah,
that's Busta. Nah. I just remember
Papoose was on that joint, right?
Mm-hmm. Papoose was on that. Man. And I think Papoose fucking DMX was on that.
DMX blacked on the remix.
He
Yo,
did.
Videos back then.
100.
Oh my God, videos back then when it came out with the remix and it was just like a 10-minute,
40-minute video.
Like
bro, it was an experience all over again.
Oh, Lord. I remember the Touch It video remix when everyone was in there. I'm like,
yo
holy
this is
shit.
Thriller? This is the fucking Touch It remix.
Facts. Facts.
Once I saw Papoose
that's
come through,
fact.
I'm like, oh, this is when it goes up. Oh.
Because at the time, I think he was kind of like underground, right? Like he just had like the Alphabetical Slaughter,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah.
Like the niggas was tripping off that.
What was his thing? Five Summer Death, you don't understand.
Yeah,
I got something each borough in the
bump,
palm of
my
some
head.
Shit.
And then they had the graphics.
Oh,
and
damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out my man, Papoose.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sure.
Poose was killing it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Remixes back then, they just don't be remixing songs anymore. But
this
yo,
might be the
like,
most remixed song, I think. Didn't he have like Hella Virgins?
Yeah,
Virgins.
Bro.
Hella Virgins.
Bro, Touch It, Mary J, Remy.
I feel like,
oh,
yeah. Man,
my
Banks
God.
Blacked
Missy,
on
yeah,
that.
See, they had
Lloyd
different.
Banks?
Oh, Banks blacked,
Banks
I
blacked on
this,
that.
Man. Papoose with the green, the DMX at the end. Yeah,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
this, man. Yo, I'm telling you, it was just it, remixes back then.
DMX
it just,
came
just
in
went
black,
nuts,
no?
Man.
I don't think I've ever seen that full video because no, like BET especially, they paid 10 seconds
bro,
of videos.
Bro, 106 in Park was the worst, bro.
Well, but the yeah. amount of, the amount of time to play
yeah,
videos?
Yeah, man, like maybe 20, 30 seconds.
This is the 10-second spot. God. Okay, cool. We're yeah. back for number 9 now.
Yeah.
Literally just fades in, fades
yeah,
out.
Fades in,
yeah.
Sometimes they'd be talking over it still. It would just be playing in the background. Crazy, bro. Shout out Khaled though, yes, man. Khaled is about the best out. That's the name
that's
of
an album?
Yeah, it's called Khaled.
Of course it is.
Khaled.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? And I'm sure his probably second son's gonna be on the cover.
Ah, man. Woo.
Yo, so as you guys all know, you know what I mean? There's the Red Table Talk with Jada and Will Smith. And honestly, it was not that surprising to me because I know that Will Smith and Jada have been open about being in open relationships. So when this whole August Alsina came out, first off, I was wondering where August Alsina has been. And it's been a recent question for me, a recent mystery.
Mm.
So it was kind of funny that it popped up. I'm like, oh, that's where he's been. Like, you know what I mean? This is now he just randomly popped up and it's like, oh, okay. That's
oh,
where
is that
he
Jada's
was.
House the whole time?
Is that Jada's house? But I wanted to talk about it because I just find it funny that we're in this world of like everyone wants to know and it's just like okay Jada has to go talk about it and then Jada talks about it and then like people just get at her for you know what I mean like I'm like they didn't have to even talk about it yeah I mean something that Will and Jada already been through and like handled personally
mm-hmm.
is just funny to see them come out and do that like I guess more so for the people to like relive that now everyone wants to like relive it and you know what I mean
take
her through it and drag it like
and they're just
it's her life, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know what they go through. They've been together for, like, how long? My take on it, I didn't give a fuck. First moment I saw them, like, oh, they're together.
I watched
together?
The entire thing. I didn't feel too. Nothing, nigga. I watch it so niggas, I can join conversations and understand what niggas are talking about.
Yeah. I ain't even watch it.
Yeah, interesting.
I ain't even watch it. So yeah, you can take me through it, like what happened.
Damn, nigga, fuck, I didn't absorb that much. But
oh, okay. All
right, real quick.
I got the point.
So
that's it.
I saw the snippets.
They was talking.
I saw it was a red table. Yeah. And they were talking.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's the gist of it. But anyways, well, August Alsina and went on a, I think, Angela Yee interview show, whatever. Mm-hmm. They said that, you know, alluded to him and Jada having a relationship, mm-hmm. and Will Smith giving him the blessing mm-hmm. to have a relationship with Jada. Mm-hmm. And that sends everyone into a frenzy, blah, blah, blah. Then so they did the red table talk to clear things up. Mm-hmm. Jada admitted to having a relationship with August, but claimed that
it was
her and Will were separated at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
Which Will confirmed.
And yeah, her and August did their thing, but then she realized that, you know, she was kind of doing that because she was in a place of hurt and place of, you know, needing to deal with certain things. And when she decided that she wanted to deal with those things with Will, she, you know, she cut things off of August. He didn't like that, obviously.
Yeah.
People have an opinion about those two people and then they break up to do the separate things and then they do the separate things and then they break off of that and get back together. And then people have an opinion that they're emotional and passionate about.
Yeah. That's
So,
better myself.
So Jada was going through some things and mentally she didn't want to hold that within herself. So she was trying to figure it out and then ended up figuring it out and then went back with her heart and when she was all fine. And, and you know what I mean? They did that.
Yeah.
So she really took the time to figure out what was wrong, figured out what was wrong, fixed it.
Yeah.
And people are just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just the world we live
so
in.
So it's like a personal thing for these people that had nothing to do with the world.
Yeah.
They opened up.
Yeah.
And then they put it on and people were emotional about it.
And they communicated, you know, their actions. And,
okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's grown nigga shit right
there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I got.
Literally.
That's what I got from it.
Bro, I heard it. Not, nigga, I said, have you seen Jerry Springer?
Facts.
Have you seen that shit? Girl has sex with her dad.
Yo.
And he's like, whatever.
Like, that's
how
fucked
dare
up.
You break up and do your own thing?
Yeah.
How dare you,
bro,
come to a mutual agreement of breaking up, get the blessing, then go do your own thing?
Oh,
bro,
it wasn't
a blessing, but.
No, no. Got Will's blessing to say, yeah, like, you guys can, like, do your thing.
No.
Oh, I thought you said he did.
So,
no,
what,
that's what Alsina said.
Yeah, that's how Alsina said.
Fuck. Okay.
Like, Will wasn't like, yeah, go fuck August, but Will was, they had a, Will and Jada agreed that we're going to go do our thing.
Oh, okay. So August never, but nah, even then, August isn't entitled to go ask Will, like, hey, whatever.
But he said
whatever.
He did, though.
But if he did, then that's why I was saying he got
so
blessed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So regardless of the situation, Will and Jada knew, all right, we're going to do this. And I feel like, yo, that's in relationships. Sometimes you got to step back from even if it's not a relationship with, with, you know what I mean, love. Mm-hmm. If it's something like, we've stepped back from even doing sketches sometimes, from doing videos and just say, all right, hold up, nigga, let me just recalibrate right here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't drive your car for 5 years, nigga, and not recalibrate the, you know what I'm saying, where you drive
nigga,
it.
You can't drive that shit for 5,000 kilometers without getting the oil changed.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Well, so, we're reaching 10 now.
What?
Yeah.
But it still works.
It's crazy, man. It's wild how people just like, you know what I mean? And now, like, and to me, that was an entanglement. You know what I mean? That, I think that's a beautiful word to use because it's just like, yo, she knew she didn't want to be with August and she knew it was with Will. So how do you describe that whole situation that happened between you two?
It got, like, tangly.
It got tangly.
I would have said I had a tangle. It would have sounded way worse for my mom.
Yeah.
And tag, I'm like, well, damn, that's one way to,
bro, I guess I didn't see it like that, man.
Shout out to everyone out there in relationships figuring it
it's
out.
It's work, man. That's the thing. You guys, you know, think this shit, like, is all fucking fairy tales and lollipops and shit, bro. It's work, bro. And you got to have hard conversations and hard realizations to really,
nigga,
you know, have a successful relationship. You know,
bro,
I was a single miserable person just having an opinion about
somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
That what it is, though.
Imagine that. But also imagine being with someone else. That's a whole nother human that you got to understand their mind. That doesn't happen over a day, over a year. You know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. you got to be... Mind you, that person is changing while that shit's going on. You got to be able to talk to that person and figure out what it is that's happening to them so they can properly navigate and, you know what I'm saying, go the way that they got to go.
Yeah.
Which has led her to an entanglement.
And I ain't saying, like, you got to... You know what I'm saying? Let your significant other cheat and do all this shit. I think that's up for you to decide whether you want to do that or not. And we don't know if that happened in their relationship or not. But for this situation that we know about, I think it was handled in a very mature way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of people that are critiquing this are just not, you're not mature. You haven't been in a relationship. You haven't been, I'm not even mature. I'm just trying to understand it from standing here.
You know what I'm saying? I respect them for even coming out and talking about it, because I'm like, bro, that is just like, I would have just said, fuck,
look at niggas. Just go sell your little album, whatever, nigga.
The story's a little bit off.
Who's ours?
No, I'm saying that would be my response to all the rumors.
That's not even what happened.
Not exactly what happened.
It'll be the shortest table talk. It'll be a table of three words.
And the thing is, that table talk was short than what they normally are.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So what do you mean?
Essentially, that's what they said.
That's a grown chat right there, man. So, you know what I mean? And y'all niggas need to grow up, man. Stop trying to have an opinion without even thinking, man.
Shout out to Will. Shout out to Jada. I think that's still a marriage and a union to idolize.
Of course.
You know, I think a lot of people are blowing out of proportion, saying like, oh, ain't nothing sacred. I think that's still a very, like,
I'm sure there's a lot of shit they didn't say, Nick.
For sure. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And they're still there, so.
Shout out to that, man. Shout out to figuring out. Life is about going right back to Britney Spears and Justin Bieber and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's about figuring it out. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
Britney Spears is beyond figuring it out. She's literally held in prison, low-key.
I'm saying, like mentally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I is.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's figuring it out.
Yeah, we all figure it out, man. We all just here. I'm telling you.
Someone dropped this. I'm going to be 85 years old. How the fuck is this? Okay, so.
Bro, I was setting up the Twitch stuff, and I was looking at, literally just fucking just staring at every single chord going everywhere. I'm like, why isn't this working? You know when you plug something in, you just try to plug it in more?
It's in. Shove it in more.
Man, we all here figuring it out,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Humans are whack, low-key. Aliens are flying with no gas and shit. Niggas are still plugging cords in and shit. Still not right. We gotta figure it out, speaking of that.
Especially, you know.
Then they introduced 5G, and my uncle was telling us we have to wear a chain to, like, to
block the signals.
We gonna get that man on the chat, because he'd just be talking, man.
Oh, man! You know what time it is. This was episode 3 of the Random Order Podcast. We signing out.
Yeah.
We're going to throw our masks back on to save the world. You know what it is. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and the episode clips. Hit that motherfucking bell to become a true.
Know the gang.
Eagle. You know what it is, man. You know what it was. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. My mic is coming off, and Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing, great comments and reviews if you enjoy the pod. Even if you don't, nigga, say the show is amazing. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. We got some, 4Y, man. Some new, All I'm going to say, follow us at number 4YE on Instagram and stay posted on the apparel we got coming out for the streets. And we got a lot. Man, I need a Pokemon today, man.
Man, we can go so many ways with that. I'm going to set it at Rayquaza, man, and just go
home
like that.
Show my man Ray. I can respect that.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.